Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the Bible in the McChain Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Leviticus 8, Psalm 9, Proverbs 23, and 1 Thessalonians 2. And today, with Holy Week in the rear view, we now look at ways that we can continue to ride the spiritual wave into the rest of our year. Well, at least I do. Resurrection weekend can be one of the most exciting times. Reflecting with a brother this weekend, he said that this is much more exciting than Christmas. And you know what? I agree. This past weekend was the weekend of victory. Christmas is the kickoff of the greatest game ever. But the day of resurrection, commonly known as Easter, is the end zone celebration with no time left on the clock. It is finished and we win. So with that high, it's almost inevitable that the days and weeks after feel like a hangover of sorts, a coming down for sure. So I look for ways to intentionally stay up and stay atop of that wave. And guess what? God's word is full of waves for us. And so let's continue to seek his word to ride high on into the week. And today I found such a wave in one of the most unlikely places for me, Leviticus. Yeah, okay, did I just say that? Yeah, I don't really generally enjoy Leviticus. It's rough for me, y'all. It is so overwhelmingly full of ritual and specific laws that applied in their culture, and I know that there is value in understanding what Jesus fulfilled in his life, and there's value in understanding the wisdom that God put in place for them, but it often feels tedious for me. Leviticus is actually part of the reason why I went looking for this specific reading plan that has us reading through all different parts of the Bible each day. I used to try to take it from Genesis and just read it all the way through front to back, but inevitably, what would happen is I would get to Leviticus and start to get discouraged as I struggle to find life in it a lot of times for me each day. Call me immature, but I'm just being real. Today, the Lord took a weird sounding passage, however, and gave it new life for me. And I hope for you all as well. Let's look at Leviticus 8, specifically verses 22 through 24. And there we see what seems like a pretty bizarre ordination ritual. Let me read those three verses. Then he presented the other ram, we're talking about Moses, the ram of ordination. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. And he killed it. And Moses took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Then he presented Aaron's sons, and Moses put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. And Moses threw the blood against the sides of the altar. This sounds weird, but think about it, you guys. Aaron and his sons are now officially stepping into the all-important roles of being priests of the Lord. As we already know from Aaron's past, leadership matters, and leadership that doesn't follow the Lord is doomed. The right side is always seen as the side of significance and primary importance. The ear, the thumb, and the toe have their meanings as well. The symbolic ceremony is reminding them of the importance of three things. The ear was to remind them that they should always listen to the word and commandments of God. The hand, and more specifically that digit that distinguishes man, the thumb, was because he was to be sure that he did God's will with all that he does. And then the largest toe on the foot was to remind them that they must always walk according to God's ways. So one way for us to go into the rest of this week with resurrection mindsets is to, as new priests, right, that we are all priests in God's kingdom. He says that we are now a royal priesthood, right? That we are to let the Lord walk us through an ordination of sorts. And I would ask that we let him do that right now. Imagine now that he is speaking life over your ears so that you better and more diligently listen to his voice. That he is now blessing your hands so that all you touch and everything you do is done in the grace and the power and in the name of Jesus. And lastly, that as he rubs your feet, that every step you take this week and the rest of this year will be steps in his will and done with his strength and direction. Let us pray that that be so. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us a picture of what it looks like to love and to sacrifice. And we saw that in Jesus. We saw that in his work on the cross. And we saw that your power raised him from the grave and he walks out of victory, Lord God. And we desiring to walk in that same victory now as we look upon the ordination of Aaron and his sons, we desire that we would be ordained by you afresh right now, Lord God, that you would lead us and guide us through your word, speaking clearly with your commandments into our ears, Lord God, into our hearts so that we would know and obey, Lord God, that you would ordain our hands to only be used by you and your purposes, and that we would be led by you and your word would be a lamp unto our path, and that we would see and follow each and every step that you lay before us, Lord God. We need you to do it, and we ask that you would, and it's in Jesus' name and the faith in that we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, I hope this is blessing y'all. I hope you guys have a great week. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Let me know how you're doing. Respond to the podcast over there. Subscribe so you catch every episode. Rate and share so everyone hears. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.